Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. Feel free to enjoy this episode 186, brought to you free of charge by our sponsors at Planters. I don't know if peanut poisoning is a thing. I know some sorry bastards have peanut allergies, but yeah, this week I engorged myself on literally 2 pounds of honey roasted peanuts over the course of maybe like 3 days. Should say that Planters does not actually give me any money, but I have been known to work for peanuts, which I bought myself, I guess, with my own money, which I got from working at my job. So I'm Absolute Deicide. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. And yeah, we've got a cute little icon now. If you notice, when you go over there at the top of the page, a tiny Grunt Free Press logo appears now. Well, on like the tab. You have, if you have it, open in a browser or whatever, if you're on your phone at the top, you'll see by the address, you get a little Grunt Free GFP logo there. And the URL, if you get it on your favorites list, will be there to the left, because, you have it marked as one of your favorite sites. And I know you do. Yeah, you should. But yeah, let's not bullshit here for once, because some more milestones have been reached. Some of the proudest moments in my life. And we've got to discuss them, review them, slap them on the ass and put them to bed and move on with our lives. Because, there certainly are more big games coming out just over the horizon. So there's no time to waste. And I'm not going to bury the lead this week either. Actually, I probably am. Maybe I am, depending on your point of view. Because, Resident Evil 2, I guess, is still the big fucking game that's out. That's the hot topic. But, again, you can't really fucking keep up with shit, because it's like, hey, there's some new fucking Respawn Battle Royale just came out like 6 hours ago when I was fucking sleeping, and I fucking woke up, and I was like, oh, dude, fucking, the guys that made Titanfall, they made like a fucking like shooter. Then I'm like, oh, it's in the Titanfall universe, dude, that'd be fucking pretty sweet, free-to-play fucking Titanfall game. Then I look at it, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be, real fucking, it's just like Titanfall multiplayer, it sounds like, with fucking, just free to play, so people will actually be playing it and not fucking complaining about fucking like, oh, I died in a month and blah, blah, blah. And I'm fucking looking at the screenshots and I'm like, oh, it's a battle royale and it's, but again, with Titans and shit, could be cool. Then I'm fucking like looking at the screenshots, I'm like, well, it looks like fucking Fortnite. That's fucking fantastic. Great. So yeah, so you never know what burying the lead means in this cutthroat business. But more important to me and you by proxy, I just fucking finished Pathfinder Kingmaker. That's the lead here at Grunt Free Press. That's the important thing. Over 150 hours later, I think I read more in the 2 months playing that game or so than I ever have in my life. So yeah, it was a long, grueling epic of a story filled with love and heartache, triumph and defeat, elation and frustration. It was an ordeal, and I know I've kind of been slacking on here, not really keeping my listeners up to date on my adventures in Galorian, or what I think that's what the world is there. Part of that is because I know it's fucking like a tedious thing to watch or listen to. If you're not the one that's in control, making the decisions and fucking like getting invested in the story and the world and shit. Like, you know, if you're not fucking in it from the beginning, like making a character and again, like reading every little bit of fucking like text and all right, you know, if you're just fucking like hop into a stream of somebody playing that, it's like, oh Jesus, good God, what is going on here? Very slow and fucking deliberate. And, why? I mean, you may think I'm mad to have played a game like that for so long from the outside looking in. Because, yeah, towards the end there, it was becoming kind of like a like an unbalanced fucking soul crushing bug fest too. Like right in the last like chapter or two when the game started to like fucking like crash all the time, and I just fucking like gave in at that point too, and just fucking dropped the difficulty down all the way to like story mode permanently, because I'm like, this is getting, there's too much shit going on. Like, yeah, the game's fucking crashing, the fucking combat's way too brutal, you know. It's just to the point where I try like a fight, like a battle, like one or, I don't know, say like two or three times, you just fucking like, well, I'm just getting my ass, like, this is nothing I can fucking do at this point, you know what I mean? But rather than like reevaluate my entire fucking like party and strategy and shit, and just like, you know, go and like shop for fucking like specific items, I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna drop it down to story mode at this point. Again, I'm fucking like so far in, I'm just like, I don't care. If like now I'm just really playing to fucking get through to the end of the story, the end of this fucking chapter in my life. So the bugs, I had read some things about fucking like players, you know, people are complaining about the game being buggy and shit. You know, people getting fucking game breaking bugs, and the game was crashing on them, and their quests were getting like glitched out and shit, so that they couldn't, it was like, you know, they couldn't finish the game or whatever. Couldn't finish like certain quests. But yeah, if you look at it, like Pathfinder doesn't have very good user reviews on Steam there. Mostly because of those issues too. It's not like fucking, again, it's not like fucking, oh, this game's terrible and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I was invested. You know, I was invested in it, and then like fucking, you know, 100 hours in, I just couldn't finish the game because of some stupid bug. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to, again, I'm like, well, I'm going to do everything I can just to at least finish this fucking game. And I personally wasn't experiencing them for the first like 60, 80 hours in, 100 hours in, whatever. I was fucking like, oh, I haven't really run into any big issues here, issues at all in the game. You know, I'd feel a quest like here or there, like side quests or ones I couldn't fucking like figure out, or like, I don't know if that's a bug or I just did it wrong. Like, I have no idea, but you know, I'm not really a fucking completionist. So, you know, I was trying to role play as much as possible, you know, not fucking like saves come out of fucking like, oh, I failed the quest, I picked the wrong decision, no, I'm gonna back up and try it again or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, you know, if I lost an optional battle or something because of some bullshit, it's just fucking like, hey, you know, that happens, move on. You know, the main story was progressing, and I was trying to do was how much side content as I could, but if, you know, if I failed some side shit, or the game glitched out and, you know, I failed it because of that, it's fucking like, yeah, I just consider that a little flavor that's added to the story. I'm not going, wasn't going for the optimal playthrough fucking power game and the shit. I'm just fucking like, yeah, whatever, shit happens. It's plenty, again, it's still plenty of shit to do, and still main story's still going, so I'm just gonna keep going. what was pissing me off though, is I get to the second to last chapter, and it's just this fucking massive mansion, right? Three floors of the fucking place. There's a like a basement, these side areas you go through, you know, go through like a door, and it teleports you to these other little areas to the side, and there's like these wells that are, I guess they're like supposed to act as, portals or fucking shortcuts, I guess, to different sections of the house. But it's just, you know, it's a fucking mansion. It's just, you know, just this huge fucking maze anyway. And entering one of those wells and, you know, then like, you go in there and it spits you out of what seems to be like a random spot. it just ends up fucking like screwing you up even more. You know, just like where you are in relation to everything else is, but we're in this well and now I'm over here somewhere. And, you're exploring and fucking, the quest that they give you that you do, like your main quest in there is just like, hey, you know, just find all of your companions in there who are scattered all over in the fucking like various rooms, right? In this fucking maze of a house. So you're, running around aimlessly, like searching every corner of the map and, to make it almost like insufferable to fucking play. There's two different versions of the mansion. So it's not just fucking like, oh, this huge fucking confusing place. It's like almost like a light world, dark world kind of thing, like in like Link to the Past or something like that. Where it's fucking, you know, it's this version and then fucking like, oh, you stepped into this fucking like fog, you know, and fucking now you're transported to another version. And, but, which would be cool, but the two versions just fucking don't look any different from each other. It's like the same exact thing. It's not like the layout changes. It's not like the fucking, even like the color changes. It's just like, no, you're just in a different place now, like a different like dimension or some shit like that. Aside from like very minute fucking details, like if you see like a mirror here in this one room, then in this fucking particular room that you're in, and there's a mirror there, and then there's not in the other one, you know, it's like if there is one there, you're in the light world because in the mirror, and if it's not there, you're in the dark world, like shit like that. But other than that, it's fucking just the exact same fucking thing. You know, your map's not changed, like when you're looking at fucking like where you uncovered in each fucking like, you know, world or whatever. It's just fucking like, no, it's the same exact map, same exact like fog of war you uncovered. I don't change shit. So if you remember how I said it was frustrating to have to like return to areas that you've already cleared, and you know, you took the time to fucking like clear it out and get all the fucking black fog of war on the map, like clear that out of like, all right, I'm done searching this area, I guess I'm done with it, move on. But then you have to fucking like return, and it's fucking like a pain in the ass and shit to fucking be like, oh, I have to find something in here that I have no idea where it is in this fucking like huge map. Kind of like that, you know, it just fucking like sucked going back to those places to look for like fucking the one new fucking character that appeared somewhere, because they, you know, it's not like they don't have like waypoints or marks or anything where the new fucking quests are. So this is kind of like that, like that problem, just like times like 10 probably. It's fucking ridiculous, because you have to fucking equip this magical lantern to be able to pass through like this, you know, this areas with fog gates, I guess, in the mansion. So it's like you have to like equip this magical lantern to go walk through those fucking like fog gates without changing worlds and shit. So and then play out, plus you fucking walk in there, it's like, oh, you change worlds and you fucking like teleport you like five rooms away and shit, just, you know what I mean? So it's just, dude, it's just ridiculous. And then it's like, oh, well, sometimes you need to do that, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's gonna be kind of made like a puzzle out of this that fucking like makes no fucking sense. It has no like visual feedback to it. It's just like, dude, I don't know what they were thinking of that. And of course, again, it's like at the end of the game too, or again, you ran into like in like smaller instances of that before, like when you first, you know, there's one spot, it's like, oh, you entered the first world and blah 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 and all this shit, you know what I mean, like towards the beginning of the game. It's kind of, they, you know, they kind of like a fucking like puzzle with the fog and doing all this shit. And I'm like, fucking like, oh, that's kind of a whatever, dude. A cool, like one off thing. It's like, oh, no, I guess they just like stuck with that. Like, you know, it's like, I don't want to play that ever again when I fucking like get out of that the first time. It's like, hey, here's like a, you know, something that's like 10 times larger and more ridiculous than that at the end of the game. It's fucking like, oh, no. And yeah, it was rough. So just about like all of my RPG pet peeves. kind of like showed up in that fucking mansion. Like for starters, you're separated from your party members, you know, so I can like, oh no, you start off on your own. It's, you know, it's a party based RPG. And your party is fucking, you know, you start out solo, and it's almost like they don't even fucking like bother like taking that into consideration. You know what I mean? It just seems like, because I start off, you know, I'm going down. I'm like, all right, so I'm by myself and shit. No fucking help, no party. First thing I do is I take a left down the first hallway that I enter, and I'm just fucking swarmed by about five ghost people or whatever, and they just like immediately like encircle me, and I don't think it was even possible to get close to like killing them, or I could barely fucking like hit them or whatever, because they're ghosts. And yeah, I was just playing like a dumb fucking barbarian. There's no magic or anything. So it was fucking like, oh, well, I'm just swarmed and I fucking die, you know? And I'm like, well, maybe I'll try it a couple times, just make sure I'm not like missing something. You know, I'm fucking like, oh, maybe there's some fucking like potion or some bullshit I can fucking use to help me out or whatever. I mean, I can't even use fucking scrolls again. So I'm fucking just like, oh, just let me make sure that fucking, you know, maybe I can like lure one out at a time or something. Just no. As soon as you take a left, it's fucking just equals death, you know? And again, I'm on fucking easy, like story mode difficulty at this point. It's fucking like, there's just nothing you can fucking do. You just die. So, like, all right, reload the game. It's like, all right, I'll take a right this time. And then like, oh, you know, take a right. And there's the first of my companions anyway, or it might've been like two of them sitting there. Technically the two like tiefling sisters, and add them to the party, and like, all right, well, maybe I can just go back, and they have like magic or whatever, so maybe the three of us can turn back and fucking fight the ghosts anyway. And it's fucking like, try that. It's like, no, I don't know, they still fucking wipe the fucking floor with us. And I mean, part of the problem there too is it's like, you know, I barely use those fucking tiefling bitches at all, so they had like shit equipment on them, which, you know what I mean, they had like fucking like level like 5 equipment, and they're like level like 16 or some shit. It's like, I just haven't used them. I was giving all the other shit to the party members I was using. I was selling my other like extra stuff, so I don't know, man. It's fucking, it's like, oh, you guys are kind of fucked, you know. Like, I just hate that shit in fucking RPGs. I can't stand that. No, a fucking like, if it's a party based RPG, just let me like get my, you know, it's like, oh, I like using these people or whatever, like these fucking 5 or 6 or whatever, just let me stick with them through the game. And I was like, oh, you know, it's cool to get the Pathfinder was letting me do that. They weren't like forcing me to, you know, take, you know, it's like, oh, this guy's fucking like sick or something, or, oh, you cross some area and fucking, you know, it's fucking all your companions are gone and blah, blah, blah. Up until the very fucking end. Yeah, that does fucking drive me like the most nuts too. I'm just fucking like, dude, come on. Like, you guys are doing well until like this fucking point. You know, aside from like the companion quest, obviously, where it's fucking like, oh, you know, you have to take fucking whoever, take fucking Jubilost or whatever, or fucking Knock Knock, which you, the stupid goblin, which you'd never fucking use because he's fucking annoying as shit. It's like, all right, I'll do his fucking stupid companion quest and go with him and make sure he fails it because he sucks. But, so, yeah, you know, that's fucking, you know, I have like the two fucking tiefling, whatever, sorcerers or fucking mages with me, but I don't know what the fuck they are, what their class was. I never fucking used them, just like, whatever. So, you know, they have fucking bad equipment, and yeah, I don't know what the fuck their spells and abilities do either. It was just, you know, that's fucking why I wasn't using them either. I just fucking like, I don't know. I tried using them for a little bit, and just like, I don't know, and I don't really need to know. I was like, you know, I was doing okay. I was happy with the other people I was using, so I just fucking stopped using them. I found a fucking party composition that I liked and could wrap my head around. And yeah, now I'm fucking forced to use these two fucking dingbats I have no interest in. And so it goes, you know, just fucking like that trial and error, just fucking like going through the mansion, like which hallway is going to be a fucking death trap? What fucking random room in this giant maze are your companions going to be in? And then, oh yeah, this too, get this. So when you finally find your fucking companions, right, in the house, there's a little story like a little story beat plays out with Nyrissa tempting them in one way or another, like trying to get your companions to join her, or trying to like talk them into killing themselves. And if you don't meet like the requisites for that companion to like resist her or whatever. Like if you didn't do like all of the stages of their companion quest, like completely complete it and shit. You know, if you didn't pick the fucking correct options and some of like the dialogue choices that you had with them. And even if you did in some cases where it's just fucking like, I don't know, whatever it is, all these fucking like different variables, like, oh, if your alignment isn't right compared to theirs, or they'll fucking like die, or they'll fucking like leave, you know, and they're just fucking like gone from the game. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude, like fucking, Jathiel or whatever, like the vampire chick of like fucking, someone I never fucking used too much either, but like her whole story was something where they're fucking like, I don't know, she like killed her family or something, but she, you know, she's some fucking vampire or whatever. So it was just like going along with her. It was like, oh, whatever, man. She killed her fucking sister or took her sister's body, I thought. And then fucking like Nyrissa shows up and like, oh, you know, oh, how could you kill your own sister and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, you're right. And she like kills herself. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, that companion's just dead. I can't use her. Or, and they also, when they die and they die right there, or they run off somewhere. And yeah, they take any equipment they had on them too. So yeah, I mean, right at the fucking end of the game, spent over, you know, 100 hours with some of these fucking like people in your party, and just like, I don't know, fuck you, they're gone, I guess, just because fucking one reason or another, just because the story says that they're gone, and fucking like, it's just like ridiculous, dude. It's like fucking like really malicious fucking dungeon design or game design, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, that's, I don't know, man. It was, that would be, you know, it'd be like fucking like emotional and like ballsy move if it was done right, you know what I mean? It'd be like fucking like, wow, that's pretty, pretty brave of them to really fucking throw the player under the bus like right at the end. But it would be if it was done right, you know. But it's, you know, just the combat on top of everything in the fucking last two chapters is like so demanding, you know what I mean? It's not just fucking like, oh, they did some like pretty ballsy like story thing. It's like, no, but then on top of that, this is affecting the fucking combat too, and the combat's like so ridiculous. You know, everything that you fight drains your stats, or gives you like some like debilitating disease or sickness or some shit, or it petrifies you, or it fucking like dazes you. And it would be fucking like difficult with the party you're using the entire fucking game, you know, if you fucking like still had them with you and you're going in this fucking like place, like the combat would still be fucking hard with them. You know, never mind your fucking like B string, like feel like people you never fucking like tried before, you don't fucking give a shit about. It's, you know, it's fucking frustrating. Like, my barbarian chick there of Amari, she was, you know, just fucking, I thought I was having fun with it. It's like, ah, it's just the two of us, the two fucking like barbarians in the front and shit. Pretty cool, soaking up damage and fucking, you know, just fucking hacking people up and shit. Like that was like my main like front line. She, you know, she was arguably fucking like stronger than my player character or whatever, like whatever her fucking like specific barbarian class was. It's all doing fucking like a ton of damage and shit. She had, you know, good fucking equipment. She'd be like, you know what I mean, just put like her equipment was fucking like secondary to mine still, but fucking like, again, she was really fucking strong, pit a lot of shit. Or they at least fucking, like, it was just fucking, again, that was like my main thing. It was like having those two working as a pair. I could like split them up and have one run off and take care of like the archers and shit and the mages. And, then I find her, find fucking Amari, and she's, and I had done what I thought was like all of her fucking specific quests in the game, like her companion quests, and almost positive. I'm like, fucking, like, I made sure to fucking do all hers. Again, she was fucking, like, pretty important to my party and shit, and fucking, I could fucking, you know, make sure that she's fucking, she's gonna get, like, a boost or something from that. I wanted to make sure I had done it. So, yeah, but there was one part there that was, like, of her fucking like story there that was tied in with the main story, where you were controlling her like solo and you were sneaking around a fucking barbarian camp with her, as like something else was going on, like a fucking like war, a big battle was happening. It's like fucking like it would cut away to fucking like, oh, there's a Amari in the fucking like, you know, camp by yourself, the barbarian camp, you know what I mean? You're controlling that. And I failed that part, but it just let me continue on with the main quest. I'm like fucking like, oh, well, that must have just been like a fucking, you know, optional thing. And the whole thing with her and her shit got fucking resolved either way. So I'm like fucking pretty sure it's whatever. Again, something like optional that I just didn't do it, but it would have made the game easier for me later. But I'm like, I'll deal with it. And I fucking did, you know? But, I find her in the fucking mansion here. And she says like, oh, I'm not worthy enough to follow you or some shit. And she leaves. She's fucking like, oh, she walks off and like leaves. I'm like, dude, that's fucking infuriating. Like it made me want to go into my own fucking barbarian rage. And I don't know, it's like, dude, I was being like punished for basically not fucking like saves coming in the game and just like retrying it till I did her stupid fucking barbarian shit in that one spot, you know, like that's why, you know, that one fucking optional thing that wasn't even like designed very well in the first place. I was like fucking like, I'm sure there's like a specific way you have to fucking do this and like walk through the camp to like not get spotted and shit. I'm like, I don't know, I was trying like a bunch of shit and like it was like still fucked up. So I'm just like, I don't know, dude, I'm just not gonna try. I just rather that's why I fucking gave up on it, you know what I mean? And then that was like fucking like, I don't know, like 40 hours ago that happened, dude, and now you're gonna fuck me over for it now. Like I was pretty pissed off. So she was gone, and I had to like cobble together some fucking like bullshit party with the people I had left. Fucking Lindsay was gone too, and she was like, dude, like the bard. I'm like, I don't know, dude, like this isn't fucking how I want to fucking play this shit. So I put the Magus Ragnarar in there because he seemed like he had some powerful spells I hadn't fucking used before. Like the guy can fucking like turn into like a dragon, which seems useful. And it is, but right around the time I started using his dragon kind ability, where he's fucking like turns into a dragon for like 5 or 10 minutes and breathes fire and shit. I'm like, that's cool, dude. Start using that to my advantage. That's when the game started fucking like crashing, and crashing pretty consistently. Where every time I entered a door to go into a new area, that it would have to like load. The game would have to like load in. It would just completely crash to the fucking desktop, and then to get the game to like boot up again, I'd have to like shut down. I couldn't just like click on, you know, double click it and just boot it up again. I'd have to like completely shut down Steam, fucking restart Steam, launch the game. I had a down pat. This happened so many fucking times. I'm like, all right, dude, click, close, you know, right click Steam, exit, reopen, fucking click. I was just fucking just like, all right, oh, crashed again, fucking do that, boot it up. Because I had to do it fucking like 30 plus times. And yeah, I did it enough to notice that it only happened when fucking Ragnarar was a fucking like dragon. Like that's when it would crash. So the solution was to not be a dragon, I guess. Like not fucking like transform him into a dragon, which is like, well, that's pretty gay. That sucks. Or I'm like, oh, I could like work around it of fucking like, well, I'll just fucking like change them back, like before I, enter a door or whatever, you know, before the game has to load, I can just fucking like rest somewhere to like run that 5 minutes out so that he can, you know, change back, and then I can open the door and just like, you know, transform again once I get through. Like that wouldn't be a big deal, but you can't fucking rest anywhere while you're inside the mansion, so you actually can't fucking like rest anywhere really from that point on in the game until like the end of it. Like there's like a couple like very specific like spots you can go to, you know what I mean? Like it's fucking like the very entrance of the mansion, and then like there's some guy you can talk to like rest or whatever like later on, but it's not like fucking like, oh, okay, well, here's a door, I gotta do it. It's fucking like, no, I have to like walk all the way back to the start of the fucking level, like the start of the fucking mansion every time, and it's like, dude, ridiculous. So I'm just fucking, again, it's fucking like, well, I guess I just can't be a fucking like dragon. Like, you know what I mean? How fucking gay is that? How gay is it to not be a dragon? You tell me. Add to all of that this fucking almost no walkthroughs for the game. either online that like go until the very end. You know, I'm anti walkthrough for games up until a point. As we've gone over every week, it seems like. So maybe not really that anti walkthrough. So it seems pretty like I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude. I'm fucking like stalked, dude. I'm not gonna sit here forever. Maybe I'm not as anti walkthrough as I thought because of these fucking games, but yeah, you know, I'm in this fucking like fog maze for like hours on end, and again, I'm fucking like, oh, I'll pull up the map, and the map is completely clear. It's just like, oh, I've been everywhere apparently, and fucking, you know, I'm going fucking like back and forth between fucking the two worlds, and the game's fucking crashing every time I open a door, and it's fine. I look at the journal and fucking like, there's got to be something. Like, what am I supposed to be doing here? But like, what are my objectives? And objective is like, find your companions, or fucking, you know, like find these keys or some shit. It's like, find stuff in this mansion. Awesome, dude. You know what I mean? So, and then fucking like, I know fucking like, again, like, Lindsay's gone. You know, it's like Lindsay's supposed to be the one like writing the journal, the bard, and she's like not there. Like, she is, turns out that she turned into the journal or some shit, stupid shit like that. And just like, it's like, I know that she gave me some like vague like hint about, oh, you know, there's like a fog room in the basement, and that's where you have to go if you're stuck or something. So then I'm like, all right, let's go down in the basement. It's like, oh, cool, there's like five different fucking fog rooms in here, and I've walked into like all of them, and like nothing like special seems to be happening. Or what do you want me to do after I walk through it? Like, walk the entire fucking mansion again and see if like one thing changed, you know? And it's also been like 3 hours since I fucking like heard that little hint, and it's not, it's just like, dude, what the fuck am I doing? So yeah, I mean, most of the guides that I look up just fucking like end on the second to last chapter. I'm going to guess like fucking like, it just like, oh, it's like, whatever. There's like 8 chapters. Like, oh, chapter 6, and then fucking like, I guess that's it. But you know what I mean? It's fucking like, no, it's this 2 more that you just didn't bother doing. I'm guessing because the fucking game was so buggy around launch that the guys writing them couldn't fucking even finish the game, you know, or they gave up and were just fucking, I'll wait for fucking patches for it to like fix it, you know what I mean? So that's my guess. It's fucking right around like that. The second to last chapter, they're like, I don't know. It just fucking, or the game just crashed and it was unplayable. So, I could find like one fucking guide online that was like complete and like halfway usable. And that was saying like, go to the fog room in the basement, and you have to like unequip the lantern and then walk to the right into the fog. And, I do that. I'm just fucking like, all right, I'm just pretty sure this is the room here, which looks a little suspicious. So I'm like, all right, get in the middle of the room, fucking unequip the fucking magical lantern and fucking walk to the right. And just fucking like teleports me to another room. But it's a fucking room I've already been in. It's like a library or whatever. It's like one room to the east of like where I was, where I walked in. So that's not what I fucking want. So it's just like, I just like keep trying it. I'm just fucking like, this is like the only, like, again, like the only walkthrough I can find that says to do something. And, keep fucking trying and fucking, you know, make sure it's like, oh, you know, make sure you're in the correct world first by panning the camera over to find one of the mirrors, and, you know, like fucking scroll the camera over to the fucking, you know, fucking a mile away from where you're standing, and where you're standing, which takes forever, make sure there's a mirror there, and then fucking like go back and shit. And then like, you know, go into the inventory, unequip the lantern while you're standing in the room, and walk to the right, and I just fucking like keep ending up in the fucking library again and shit. I'm like, this isn't fucking working. So what you have to do, is a pro tip here, is you have to walk to a very specific corner of that room where there's like a tiny little patch in the corner where there's no fog, and you can barely fucking tell there's no fog there, you know what I mean? Just the way the graphics are, it's fucking, you know, it's like the overhead, whatever, 3/4 view. It's fucking like, I don't know, dude, I guess this is, I had to like walk where it's one little corner where it's not blue. Then fucking unequip the lantern, and then you walk to the right, and then you get teleported somewhere else. And which also doesn't look that very like that much different from all the other like first world areas that you've been to for fucking half the game. So anyway, you complete that shit and you fucking confront Nerissa finally, and there's a whole chapter after that still where they fucking like transport you like back to your kingdom that's being invaded by the first world, and you still can't fucking rest anywhere. Like when you're doing that shit, it's not like you just fucking again. Like the entire game was fucking like, oh well, you got to be pretty quick. You can't be afraid to pull up the, you know, fucking camping supplies and rest after like, you know, a battle or two when your guys are fucking like drained and shit. Or they have diseases where it's fucking like, oh, you should probably rest or fucking run back to the capital and fucking like rest and that type of shit. It's fucking like, ah, oh, it's like most of the game, but they were doing that. But it's like, no, now it's just like a marathon. I'm just fucking, you just can't do that. You can't rest anywhere. And you have a curse put on you where every role that you perform is like a 60% failure penalty put on it. You know, you have like a 60% chance of failing like any role you make, like attack rolls, fucking dodge roll, everything is just fucking 60%. You're fucked. So, but you know, it's a good thing that you spent all that time and gold like building up your kingdom stats and shit, so you know that would give you like bonuses and like immunities while you were fighting in your lands to like, you know, it's like, oh well, you know, I did that, so I have all these buffs and shit for being in fighting in my kingdom that should offset that curse. But it's just like drains your levels too, so it's like all your fucking like wizards and shit, your mages can only cast like low level spells. So it's fucking like insane. It's just like how much they just like take away from you at the end. It's like, oh, your companions are gone. The ones you don't really want to use, like they're there, but oh, they also fucking take them down to like level 5 or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's just like, dude, and you can't fucking like hit anything because that's fucking stupid curse. So it's ridiculous. So yeah, but at least you have like all those like stats and shit you built up for doing the kingdom management for half of the game. But no, I'm just kidding. They don't give you any of those kingdom bonuses either. Like they just take that away too. It's just like, no, it's just fucking, you're just going to be weak as shit until you like revisit a bunch of locations and refight all of the main villains and fight them again. And, the curse will slowly lift from you. So it goes from like 60% failure to like, you know, 40 to whatever. So until it's gone. But yeah, I don't know. You know how like most RPGs want you to make you feel like godlike and powerful like at the end of them after you've spent, say, I don't know, like 150 hours playing them or so, and fucking like scraping by and like learning the systems and building up your character and your party and shit. And they want to be like, all right, well, now you have like all this powerful shit because your character's powerful, but not Pathfinder. They do everything fucking possible to make all the time that you invested in into your character and your kingdom and shit like, oh, that just means nothing, you know. It's just, you know, nope, you're just fucking back to like square one pretty much. And fucking you could make the argument that that's, you know, it's a ballsy like decision. It's a ballsy move to make, and you know, they force you to micromanage the kingdom for half of the game, and then they throw all that shit into the trash and like kill half your fucking party off and strip you of all your power. Well, they still have any fucking fight enemies that further drain you like your attributes and shit and give you like these fucking diseases. So, you know, like, you know, Red Dead 2 did something similar with like building up your camps where you could spend an inordinate amount of time building like your camp up and shit, and then it's like, hey, guess what, it doesn't do shit for you in the end. But you know, he's kind of wasting your time doing the stupid video gamey shit. But Pathfinder actually like forced you to do it to like fucking like build, like they forced you to do like that kingdom management shit to fucking like survive long enough to like get to the next fucking thing, get to the next like chapter, and like, you know, go through like the curse. You know, they'd be like, oh, your land's cursed and blah blah blah, and it's like, oh, if it fails, and then, you know, if your kingdom fails, it'll be game over. It's like you had to like fucking do all that shit. And then like, you know, then it's fucking like, oh, that didn't fucking matter. Like, it's not really going to play into anything at the end. And, you know, combined with the bugs and shit at the end of the game, like, Jesus Christ, it was a fucking endurance contest. Those last two chapters, it was just fucking brutal. Both intentionally, I could see like, oh, they want to make it really difficult towards the end, but obviously there's a fucking like bad game design in there too. So, but you know what? I still actually really like the fucking game. I still like fucking Pathfinder Kingmaker despite all that. It certainly has its fucking flaws. Again, it just all fucking just comes to a head at the end of the game, unfortunately. But you can just tell there's like so much fucking like work went into the fucking game, and just the sheer amount of like text and story and like lore and options that they give you. And I love the look and the feel of the game. You know, it sucked me in, as you can tell. I like the fucking the role playing system, and the combat is good when the encounters they don't make them fucking impossible anyway. When they take into consideration that like maybe people don't want to spend like an entire day trying to get through like one encounter, and they don't want to do it like essentially turn it into like a turn based fucking micromanaging every move of all six fucking party members every second of the fucking like the combat, then like resting in between each fight and all that shit. Well, you know, which it's like, you know, you could do that, but you know, if you did that, it'd be like, hey, it'd be like a 1,000-hour fucking game that would be like dull, you know, it'd be like so slow and like dull as shit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I still recommend Pathfinder Kingmaker with like serious caveats to that, like. Mainly it needs some fucking like serious fucking like patching and like rebalancing, and I don't know, again in about a year or so if they fix all that shit, like I'd recommend it to everybody. Right now it's like, yeah, I still do really like it, and if you're looking for that kind of like old school fucking RPG shit, you check it out, but just be fucking very, very wary of what's going down there. Like, you know what I mean? You'll get invested. If you're not quite as insane as me, you might not make it through. You might not survive the night.
Kein Engel sein. Gott weiß, ich will kein Engel sein. Gott weiß, ich will kein Engel sein. Gott weiß, ich will kein Engel sein.
You might not survive the night in Raccoon City either. And that's not just a random name they picked, Raccoon City. There were horrific, ungodly experiments done in underground labs there. They went south and turned most of the citizens into savage, violent creatures that attacked police officers on site without provocation. Coon City. So Black History Month here. Just trying to add to the conversation. So Resident Evil 2 is great. I finished Leon's first campaign, then did the second run with Claire. It's so good. Is it one of those games where I was so sucked into it? When I was done with the main game, I thought like, fuck, well, it's kind of a short game, like whatever, you know, even doing like the two different sides, and then I look at like my time played, and it took me around like 20 hours, which is like double what I would fucking like expect like a normal traditional like survival horror game to be, you know what I mean? So it's just like so tense like all the time pretty much, and it controls like so smoothly, and you're always fucking like taking, you know, going into your inventory and like taking stock of what you have and looking at the map and like, you know, planning different runs out to the next fucking like objective. And then like, I gotta get there, then try to get back. And it seems like you start it and then fucking like, oh, sucked into it. And they're like, oh, it's done. No, that was it. No, it was like fucking 20 hours. It's like fucking 20 hours long. And I don't mean that in like a bad way, you know what I mean? But by any means, it's fucking immersive. That old critic word, I don't think we're supposed to use anymore because some faggot used to work at Vice said so. That is fine, whatever. So I can, oh, that doesn't mean anything. It's like, yeah, it does. Same people, same person said fucking like, oh, you know, don't say interesting. Interesting is fucking, it's a meaningless word. No, it does. It means it's of interest. Like immersive means that you're sucked into the fucking game. It's like, yeah, words have meaning, but you work at Vice, so what do you expect? So, yeah, I went through those two campaigns. They're just on, like, normal difficulty. See, maybe a little bit on the easy side there. You know, I was never really, like, struggling with, like, resources or anything like that. I'd get down to, like, oh, I'm a little low. I have, like, only have, like, a handful of bullets and think, like, oh, I might have a tough time here. But then you find, like, a couple of stashes of gunpowder. And it's like, oh, you know, you're right back in it. You're fine. And The big change to the difficulty is on normal is you don't have to worry about ink ribbons while you're playing it. So, you know, there's like auto saves after like most like the major events too. So it's just fucking like, oh, I didn't, it's like, oh shit, I didn't save, and fucking lost. It's been like fucking like half an hour. Oh no, I hit like a fucking like checkpoint somewhere. So, and you know, you can go to a typewriter and fucking like save scum to your heart's content, which I certainly took advantage of. Because again, in these fucking games, I am very just fucking, I don't know. I always fucking, I just hate doing shit like over and over, you know, the same thing. I always actually wasn't a fan of the ink ribbons in the Resident Evil games. I know there are people out there who argue of fucking like, well, the ribbons is like another resource you have to manage in the game, and but usually the fucking the people who say that, again, those are usually the same ones who say, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, the tank controls, that added to the tension to the fucking old game. So, you know, they're just fucking, like, wrong. My main thing is I just, like, hate doing the same shit twice. It's like, oh, I get to a new room, pick up some fucking, like, shotgun shells, solve a puzzle, like, you know, you perfectly take down, like, a couple of zombies with fucking, like, headshots, and some of that shit's, like, random, you know, and the old ones, too, just kind of, like, a random, you have, like, a random chance to actually get, like, a one-shot kill on them. It's fucking, like, oh, I did that, like, twice, and it's pretty, lucky of me there, and then fucking, and then you fucking, like, all right, well, let me go back and save, I made a lot of progress, then, like, oh, there's a liquor in the fucking hallway now, and it fucking, like, kills you and shit, and you know, in the room that you cleared before, again, my thing of, like, clearing rooms, once it's cleared, it should just be cleared, but it's fucking like, oh, surprise, here's some fucking thing that's gonna kill you, and it's like, oh, now you have to fucking, like, reload 20 minutes earlier and, like, try it again, just fucking, like, I don't know. I never found that, like, scary or anything like that, or even, like, challenging. It's just fucking like, dude, that's just fucking annoying, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, that sucks. Like, this fucking, like, I don't want to fucking do that again. So, and the old ones too, you know, where they'd put all, like, the unlockables around or behind, like, what rank you'd get in a playthrough, and then they'd like, pen, like, whatever you save, like, you know, like, part of the requirements, but, like, oh, I can only save, like, this many times too, so I always fucking hated that too. In the new fucking Resident Evil 2, the remake, to be clear, you do still get stuff for your ranking. Like, I think you need to get, like, an S rank or an A rank or some shit to unlock stuff. But the only thing that matters for that, like, to get, like, a good rank in this is time. It's just, you know, how fast do you do it? Like, just like a time thing. So how long it took you to complete the game. That's it. Like, that's the only thing you have to worry about. Just finish it as fast as you can, and you can save as much as you want still. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just fucking, like, you know, just the time is all that matters. So, I like that a hell of a lot better. You know, it's nice and simple. It's, like, no arbitrary, like, fucking, like, you know, oh, you gotta have this, like, accuracy percentage, and you have to, like, get, like, this hidden item somewhere and take this fucking path and this, you know, this fucking secret path. It's just fucking, and this is just fucking, like, oh, let's play the game again. Just fucking just keep trying to do it faster. And you know what I mean? It's fucking that's about it. I was feeling pretty confident after beating it. So, you know, I beat the game on normal. So I'm like, oh, let's try to, like, jump right into hardcore mode again. It's just, like, fucking normal seemed pretty easy. So we'll do hardcore. But then in hardcore difficulty, you do need the fucking ink ribbons to save. And there's no auto saves either. And fucking, you know, enemies do more damage to you, and, you know, it's also back to what seems like fucking, like, you know, you do, like, a random damage to them, or you take, like, random damage when they attack you, I mean, because, on normal, I think it's fucking, it's just pretty straightforward. It's, you can take 3 hits before you die, so it's fucking, you know, it's like, oh, your health is green, and you're fine, and then, you get hit, it turns yellow, you get hit again, it turns red, and then you're done, pretty much. So and that was another change that I liked, you know, where it's fucking like, all right, well, this is pretty straight, again, it's just, like, straightforward about fucking, like, oh, this is what your health is, not fucking, you know, they revert back in, like, hardcore, where it's fucking like, oh, I'm fine, I'm in the green, perfect, and then get bit by a fucking standard zombie, and then I'm almost fucking, like, dead, you know what I mean? And then fucking, like, other times, like, oh, I get fucking bit, like, 4 times, and, like, oh, I'm still fine, or whatever, like, I'm in the yellow, I seem like I'm alright, so, I don't know, it's just another thing I wasn't really big on in the old ones. I didn't fare so well in hardcore mode. I mean, if I got inside the police station, I didn't save because, you know, saving is a resource. So I'm like, fucking, like, oh, I'm just right at the beginning here. I probably shouldn't use a ribbon. So I kept going, and then fucking, you know, a couple hits, you know, get fucking bit a couple times, and it's fucking like, oh, game over. Fucking back to the title screen, and fucking I was like, oh, I start all over again, and I don't know. I guess I'm not ready for that. I'm not fucking hardcore enough for that shit. I was also trying that. I was playing it on hardcore with the Nora filter turned on, which makes the game like black and white, like just to further like mix it up a little bit, you know. And you doing that fucking makes it like so much more difficult too, on top of everything else. Or you would think there's just like an aesthetic thing that you'd fucking like get used to after a few minutes of fucking like, it's black and white or whatever. That's all right, you know. But yeah, it's a dark fucking game to begin with, and using that filter kind of makes it even darker. Where it's fucking like shit that's dark is just pretty much like black, you know what I mean? Just like straight up black. So even like fucking like certain areas where, you know, it was fucking like, oh, the colored lighting would help a little bit and shit like that. It was fucking like, well, that doesn't really help you either. And that was really fucking with me too, on top of everything. But it did look cool though. That filter does look cool. So, instead of like, well, maybe I'll do like color, like normal fucking no filter on hardcore. And I'm like, yeah, and I went the pussy route and I fucking started the game again on normal and just fucking like, I'll just do it the opposite way and just do like clear first this time and just do it in, you know, with that filter, do it in black and white. There are little differences too where you play as like the different, when you, you know, play as Claire instead of Leon in the first run, you know, doing the first campaign with the characters swapped, where, you know, some of the cutscenes are different and Claire still is. I wasn't sure if it was like she has the different weapons or you just have those different weapons because you're doing the second run, but it's like, no, it's like the characters still have like the different weapons, you know. She is fucking, Claire is like, you know, it's like, oh, now I have like no shotgun. She has a fucking grenade launcher instead. And, you know, it seems like she is like, they give her more weapon, like a bigger like weapon variety with fucking Claire. But it seems like that makes it harder because it's fucking like, well, now you have like the shit that she's getting like takes up more inventory space and fucking, you know, you have like fucking like three different handguns and shit. You have to like, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, well, I need different types of ammo if I want to use them too. So she seems a little bit more difficult to use, and no shotgun's pretty tough too. So that's my goal with the game right now, I guess, is do the first run with Claire and second run with Leon. Still do it on normal because again, I'm a pussy, and yeah, do that with the black and white filter. And the game does go by actually much faster with the second time through, where, you know, like it's like, all right, you know what's coming up, you know the solutions to the puzzles and shit. It's not that the puzzles are very hard to begin with, but yeah, you know what the fucking general flow and the length of the game is going to be. It's just fucking like, you know, black and white, do it black and white, fucking original Night of the Living Dead style looking shit. That's not what I'm doing. So, what I'm doing too is like fucking, it's like, if I'm going through it, starting to feel a little bit repetitive. Again, it's a fucking great game. Again, just fucking, I'm not the type of like replay the same game I just played type of guy. You know what I mean? It's fucking like immediately after I fucking beat it, I'm like, oh, I want to play it right away and right again. It's fucking like, no, it's gonna be a cool game to play like whatever a month from now, like replay it and shit. But it's a fucking 20-hour game, you know. So, I'm like fucking like, yeah, I still want to play it. So I'll play for like a couple hours like that, and then fucking, I'll make an attempt at the fourth survivor mode that opens up after you beat the two fucking first and second run campaigns. It's like, a new mode opened up, the fourth survivor. And yeah, a fourth survivor has you playing as like a special ops guy, Hunk, and they give you like this linear gauntlet that they want you to get through. So it's like, you know, you start out in the sewers and fight your way up to the police station. A lot of the hallways are blocked up, you can't go down, so there's really only like one route you can go through. Though I still managed to fucking get lost and turned around all the time and shit too while I'm playing it. So I was like, it's straightforward, but I'm still like fucking like, I don't know, you know, fucking just fucking, where am I going? And, there's no items in the game to pick up either. I mean, they give you the entire map. You can pull up the map and look at it, and it's fucking, it's just like blue from the start, you know. It's fucking like, there's nothing to pick up. Like everything you have, you start with, you know. So, they give you like an SMG, a Magnum, fucking pistol, grenade, shotgun, ammo, a couple things of health and shit. It's hard as shit. Because it's just fucking, you know, one shot, fucking just straight down the fucking hallways. The timer's running. It's not like a time limit. It's not like fucking like you have to like finish it in a certain like time. But it's fucking like, oh, that there's like a clock at the top. Like they want you to fucking do it as quick as possible. And your best bet for most part is fucking just like running through most of it before the fucking. Like, if you run into a room, there's fucking, like, zombies, like, on the ground, they'll be, like, rising up. It's like, well, if you just, like, run as fast as you can, like, past them, like, you can get past a lot of them before they even, like, fully wake up and start attacking you. So it's fucking, it's like, oh, your best bet is fucking when you can, just fucking, like, run like a bitch. So, yeah, so it's, you know, then you have to, like, know, like, what spots of, like, oh, I can't just run through this, like, I need to, like, stop and, like, pop a few shots off and... you know, like fucking Mr. X will fucking like around the corner and it's like, oh, you better have the fucking Magnum out there and fucking better fucking hit him in the head. You know what I mean? You better hit him in the head with that fucking one fucking Magnum round and you better not fucking miss or it's going to be fucking pretty rough, you know? He's going to fucking like knock you back to like fucking a bunch of shit. So it's, it's intense. Kind of reminds me of like the, Mile High Club from Modern Warfare. Where you need to fucking commit the fucking whole thing to muscle memory and not fuck up, you know. You have to fucking know what's coming and fucking what you should have equipped, like when, you know what I mean. It's fucking like, oh, I should have the fucking shotgun here because it's got to be whatever, you know. And no one to fight and when to no one to run away. No one to hold them. No one to fold them. I couldn't fucking beat the mode. I mean, I tried maybe like four or five times and I was getting like a little bit further each time, but you know, it is a fucking ordeal. I don't know if my fucking heart can take it, you know? And you know, the music fucking, they play while you're doing it. It's pretty intense. It gets your blood pumping too. So again, I'm just fucking like, oh, Resident Evil 2, awesome game. I'll probably go back eventually and zoom back and forth, like doing other shit. But again, it's quite a busy schedule coming up. So, and we'll see what happens. There's been some controversy this week too. A little bit of the, video game drama, and you know, we're primarily a gossip and conspiracy theory, operation. So, It has been a weird week for gaming news, I guess. Metro Exodus, which comes out on Friday again, one of the big games that I can't fucking believe. It's like fucking like, again, I'm looking forward to a new Metro game since Last Light, whatever the fuck that was, like fucking 4 or 5 years ago, whatever. So along with fucking Crackdown 3 that comes out on the same day too, which I also can't believe. It's fucking like Crackdown 3 is a game I was like, oh, that series is probably done, and then like it gets announced and nobody talks about it for like 4 years, then it's like, oh, it's coming out, and it's coming out the same day as fucking Metro. So Metro Exodus, right? They switched platforms on PC at pretty much the very last minute. Now the game is launching exclusively on the Epic Games fucking store launcher thing, whatever. Which, I mean, I guess fucking people have to use that launcher to play Fortnite, I guess, so, I don't know. I have the fucking launcher downloaded, but I use it to, like, get, like, a free game or something, but I haven't actually, like, launched anything with it, so I don't know. I can't tell you either way, like how it is. Just fucking the store kind of looked like shit that was on there. It's like, this looks pretty bad, but whatever. I mean, fucking, it's just a fucking launcher, whatever. Get to your library and fucking like launch a game. I don't know how difficult it'll be, but I will launch a game for it on Friday for fucking Metro because I have no choice, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like the game's coming out for like both Steam and Epic or anything like that. Or, you know, it's just if you want to play fucking Metro Exodus on PC for the foreseeable future, it's only going to be available on the fucking Epic store. So, you could have pre-ordered it from Steam like for quite some time now. I'm pretty sure fucking Steam had those fucking pre-orders up. they were advertising the game on Steam and shit. Like, I saw quite a bit of fucking, like, oh, coming soon. I think I had it on my fucking wish list on Steam anyway. Just fucking, like, seeing that shit all the time. Well, Metro's coming out and shit. You know, then I guess, yeah, I guess 4A Studios just signed a deal with Epic, so fuck you, I guess. You know, if you pre-order the game from Steam, they're still going to honor it over there on the Epic launcher, so... It's not like they're really screwing over, like, consumers or anything like that. You know, they're just kind of screwing over Steam. But, I guess that you make more money on Epic than Steam or whatever, like, the percentages-wise, you get more, like, Epic will give you a bigger percent than Steam will, and they're giving fucking, you know, get a larger cut of what the game sells for, so... I don't know. Hopefully that means that Metro is so fucking good that they think they can, you know, they have enough fucking weight to push people over to fucking the Epic launcher, you know, or, and fucking Epic thinks so too. And that's why they're doing this, or, I don't know. The Division 2 is doing the same thing too, where it's not going to be on Steam, but I don't know if that also means it's not going to be on, like, Ubisoft's, like on Uplay, like, their own fucking launcher, like, I don't know. I have no idea. Again, it gets fucking weird. I don't know. And I've said before, I'm not one of those fucking Steam fanboys or anything where it's fucking, you know, it's like, yeah, it's convenient to have most of your PC games in, like, one place, obviously, but I don't really have any loyalty to the platform, like, beyond that, really. Like, if I can get, like, a game for free or significantly cheaper somewhere else, and it's fucking like, all right, well, you know what I mean? If it's fucking, like, free here, it's, you know, it's like, oh, a game I want is coming out or whatever, $20 on Steam and it's free on whatever, man, like, some other fucking launcher I've never heard of, or it's, like, free on, like, Twitch or something like that. It's like, well, I'm just fucking gonna get it where it's free or it's cheaper, obviously. I'm not fucking like, oh, it's gotta be on Steam or nothing, and, you know, I have, like, no control or fucking preference about their business dealings with fucking developers and shit. I can just as easily fucking double click on a different fucking icon to launch a game as the fucking the Steam icon. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it gets a little crazy where it's fucking like, oh, you know, you have like 8 different fucking launchers and shit on your desktop or whatever. But, you know, if I want to play a game, I'll probably remember where it is, or I'll figure it out where I have to fucking launch it from. You know, people have been fucking whining about that, because, you know, not Steam. It's not fucking Steam. Like, it was fucking, like, such, like, a, I don't know, some kind of, like, fucking magician's fucking trick that you have to pull to, like, you know, you have to be a computer whiz to not play on Steam. It's fucking, you know, right-click on the desktop and new folder, rename it launchers, and fucking, you know, just drag and drop all your shit in there, and there you go, there's your launchers, and you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, not that difficult, so I don't know, shut the fuck up, pretty much. Yeah, Dead or Alive 6 is in the news again, I guess, for the complete opposite reason that it was before it was controversial for another reason, now Dead or Alive 6 is all controversial again. Yeah, but Dead or Alive 6 is first announced. You know, people were pissed that the costumes they were showing off were, like, modest, and all the girls were kind of, like, covered up in, like, ninja suits that weren't too far off from burkas. So, you know, naturally all the press, like, sucked each other's buttholes clean for another company they shamed and bullied into fitting their sexless communist statist church lady fucking guidelines. They're all happy about that. Now it's about a month away from release, and fucking, like, it turns out there's gonna be delicious jiggly titties in there after all, and think of the children. So now they're all upset about that. So, yeah, I guess, like, Team Ninja is walking back what they said before about toning the sex down in the game. Yeah, they're chalking that up to, like, a mistranslation, which is either true, you know, it's either true, like, fucking just got mistranslated somewhere, or it's a fucking hilarious, you know, it's a hilarious little troll on their part, like, yeah, we just fucking, whatever, dude, fuck you guys. I approve of it either way. Something about they you know they kept telling the gaming journalists in quotes, always in quotes around gaming journalists. They were telling them that they wanted the game to be all about the fighting, and you know the costumes were going to be modest, and now they're just like no, that's not at all what we said or what we meant. You know, it's fucking they say now they're saying those ninja costumes that they were showing at all the fucking trade shows, it's like, oh no, those are just like the default outfits that they, you know, the girls come with, and they're fucking inspired by like modern superhero movies and Marvel movies and shit. And it's like, oh no, we're trying to make them look like cool and fucking like sleek, and it's like oh now they're starting to show off, like it's like, oh, here's the shit that you can unlock or like fucking whatever, buy with like DLC, which they're also known for. I'm just fucking like all these like ridiculous fucking like summer like bikini like DLC costumes and shit. It's like, oh no, all that shit's still in there. It's fucking right back to what you expect, where it's, you know, G-strings and fucking asses hanging out and shit. And they're also saying like oh yeah, dude, we have the fucking the titties, the fucking the breast slider is still in there too. You can fucking make them jiggle as much as you want. And it's all, you know, it's like, oh no, we put a lot of work into that. It's just the most fucking realistic boob physics we've ever had. And so, you know, good on them. Fucking March 1st, I believe. I'll be there with bells on and nothing else, dude. I fucking love Dead or Alive. This is like my favorite fucking, probably my favorite fighting game series, I would say. Not just because of the tits and shit, but it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's fun, dude. Like, why be a fucking fag about that shit? And then finally, we've got the Ace Combat 7 PC flight stick controversy. Again, if you look at the user reviews there for the game on Steam, it's got like mixed reviews, pretty, I believe, like not great. And, you know, part of that's the typical PC bullshit where it's just fucking, it's a, you know, the game's like a straight up console port. I mean, it's definitely what it is. It's fucking, just, you know, it's just a fucking straight up port from whatever, you know, that the code they're using from the consoles are like fucking like, oh, here it is. They didn't do like really anything to it. But you can tell, like, as soon as I started the game, it fucking looks like a PS4 game. It's, you know, there's no ultra wide support. It's like the black borders on the side and shit. And, I know, that's kind of like a snobby thing that's like, oh, I know not everybody is fucking ultra, most people don't have fucking ultra-wide monitors, which is fucking like one of those things where it's like, oh, there's not even like an option to do that, you know, or anything. So, you know, just fucking, this other shit too, which is, you know, something about the graphics too, where they look like upscaled, you know, it's like fucking, it's just like, again, it's like they took like a, whatever, 1080 picture and just fucking like upscaled it to fucking like 4K, or they didn't bother, like, it's something, I don't know. It looks upscaled because they probably are, you know, and you can just like notice little things like fucking, it's like, I know those textures on the plane, on the planes look a little bit fucking like muddy for no reason. Like, you know, it's like they probably could use like better textures there. You know, anti-aliasing could look better. You notice fucking like jaggy shit on the edges and shit. Which, again, I know it sounds fucking ridiculous, it sounds snobby, I know, but coming off of even, like, you know, IL-2 Sturmovik, the battle for Stalingrad, which came out, like, 8 years ago or so, you know, that's a fucking older game, and, like, I was playing that, I'm like, oh, this looks a little bit dated, you can't wait for fucking Ace Combat to come out and see, like, fucking, like, oh, they'll probably, like, fucking, like, make this look like shit, but I think fucking, like, IL-2 looks fucking more photorealistic than like Ace Combat 7 does. I think it was a better looking game. I'm not saying that Ace Combat looks bad. It doesn't look bad, but it's just fucking like going from like Stalingrad to this, to like a newer game, like, you know, an eight years newer game. It's fucking just doing that, like almost like back to back, you know what I mean? Just going forward, like 8 years and fucking a flight game. It's fucking, it's pretty noticeable. Fucking like, well, this game could, Ace Combat could definitely look better. It's a fucking console port, you know. they played it very, very safe and just kind of like, well, hey, that means like, hey, it runs like without any issues at all. Like it's pretty much just, But it's not pushing any fucking limits, you know. It's fucking, it's just like, it's like, here's like a PS4 game on your PC, pretty much. Like, here it is. That's what, but it's not, I don't know, there's just like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't know, I'm not gonna like bitch about it. It's fucking like, ah, it could be better, but it's a fucking console game on the PC, whatever. So at least it works. But yeah, then there's the flight stick issue. Yeah, I just bought a new fucking HOTAS X Thrustmaster, so, and I was pretty amped up to use it in Ace Combat 7. But yeah, guess what? I can't use it in fucking Ace Combat 7. Yeah, it's not supported. They're only supporting one or two sticks. The new Thrustmaster sticks that just came out for like Xbox One and PS4. That's it. That's all you can use again. Straight up fucking console port. Which I was looking at those sticks too. When it's literally the exact same stick as what I have. It's like the exact same thing as the fucking HOTAS X. There's nothing different about it. It's just that it's fucking like compatible with consoles. Like, that's it. So there you go. It's my console port. And what sticks can I use? All the same ones you can use for the consoles. Like, that's pretty much what it fucking boils down to. So, and yeah, once again, with fucking like business dealings, you know, they most likely have a fucking marketing deal with Thrustmaster to where they're advertising the new sticks, like try to sell those for fucking Ace Combat, which they have a history of doing. If you remember my little fucking story of buying like a stick for Ace Combat 5 on 360, and like, I can't wait to use it for fucking, Ace Combat 6 coming out, break out the fucking Ace Combat 5 flight stick, and it's like, no, you can't use it for 6, like, you know, you have to buy the new one for 6, you have to buy the stick for 6, you know. I guess that's kind of what these guys do. You know, they must always just have fucking deals with fucking peripheral fucking makers and shit to sell sticks. So it's just fucking, I don't know, dude, like, PC people are all pissed about that. Again, if anybody should be pissed, like, I should be too, where I just bought the fucking the new stick, but I start playing the game with a controller and fucking, you know what, I don't think I would want to play the fucking game with the stick. It's fucking, I'm playing, I was like, this isn't, it's not even a fucking, like, it's not like a flight sim, it's not like a simulation, you know what I mean? It's, in the least, like, it's nothing like that. It's fucking, like, straight up, like, arcade flying, where you don't have to worry about fucking, like, G4s. You can just fucking whip your jet around like it's a fucking TIE fighter in space. And, you know, there's no wind resistance or anything like that. Like, the only thing you ever have to worry about, aside from, like, steering the plane, is stalling. If you do, like, the high G turns for too long. Because, you know, if you just slow down too much, that's pretty much it. It's like, oh, if you go slow for too long, you're going to start stalling. Otherwise you can just fucking like do them forever, or just do like fucking complete like high G turns, and like nothing's going to happen. So, you know, I don't know too much about supersonic jets, but I'm almost certain that, that they'd get just as fucked up as any other plane from doing that. If not more so, you know what I mean? They'd probably just fucking disintegrate at that speed. But again, I'm not a fucking expert, but yeah, I mean, it's a controller game, though, because it's a console port, again, pretty much designed for a fucking controller. And, you know, it's fun to fly around like that, too. It's hilarious how fucking easy it is to fucking, like, fly compared to IL-2. It's just fucking, like, you know, it's fucking, I like to pretend, you know, it's fucking even, like, taking off, you know what I mean? I like to pretend the pilot's, in Ace Combat's, like, a distant relative of those from the World War II guys who would just fucking, like, crash 90% of the time on fucking, like, takeoff and just fucking, like, swing to the right and bank, and just fucking the wheels would fucking break, and then fucking the plane would explode. And now you just have to fucking, like, hold the fucking right trigger, and you just, it's like fucking, like, driving a car. It's fucking, like, oh, hold the right trigger. And this fucking plane just takes off on its own, pretty much. Plane just does the rest. So, we will chronicle that high G story next week, maybe. I already beat the campaign, and it's playing some multiplayer and shit. I'm pretty much done with it, but that's pretty much it. I liked it. It's a good fucking game, but how's that for a review? Yeah, if you had your televisions tuned into gruntfreepress.com, you could have watched that, the whole thing, the entire campaign of me playing. So that's your fault for not doing that. Or you can send me questions about it to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Or if I don't get any questions about Ace Combat 7, I'll just think you didn't want to hear about my enlightened analysis of the Eurasian Indiga War, whatever the fuck that story was about. There's a fucking princess in there somewhere or some shit. I don't know. I'm absolute deicide. You're captain, or senpai, if you will.
I don't mind coming here and wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the fucking that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. And I don't mind coming here and wasting all my time. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. It doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep, yeah. You always took to where it's going, right? You look so good, I can tell. And I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. I get to just wanna be there. I need someone to be. I get to just wanna be there. I need someone to be. Here, wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind, yeah! It's not the fucking that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. And I don't mind coming here, wasting all my time. I get you just wanna be here, I need someone to breathe. I get you just wanna be here, I need someone to breathe. I need someone to be. I can't just wanna be there. I need someone to bleed. So bleed there. Just wanna be here. Just wanna be here. Just wanna be here. Oh,